What if the single biggest reason M and a deal's fail has nothing to do with your financials and everything to do with how people felt during the process? Right now, the M&A market is navigating serious turbulence. Semiconductor stocks are selling off globally. AI valuations are getting stress tested, and buyers are getting skittish. Meanwhile, S&P just reaffirmed a target at BBB+ stable after a major integration. And the lesson buried in that headline is one most dealmakers completely miss. Here at the Mogul Empire, we're unpacking what star power, pest dogs, and a gas distribution company can actually teach you about winning deals. First, integration is a client-facing event, not a back-office project. When Italgas absorbed 2iReady Gas, S&P specifically cited integration synergies as a reason for that stable BBB+ rating. Employees were watching. Regulators were watching. Customers were watching. Your reputational rating after a deal closes is a direct reflection of how well you manage the human side, not just the financial engineering. If people felt like line items, you already lost. Second, confidence is the real currency in a slow market. Actor Ali Faisal credited Shah Rukh Khan and Tom Cruise with literally reopening theaters after the pandemic, saying, "You felt like the gates opened back." M&A works identically. When deal flow slows and buyers get nervous, what pulls people back to the table isn't a revised valuation model. It's a trusted advisor with a track record who signals it's safe to move forward. You're not just closing transactions. You're restoring confidence in the process itself. Third, AI volatility is rewriting due diligence expectations right now. Bloomberg is reporting a deepening global sell-off in semiconductor stocks driven by China's AI progress. The kind of market uncertainty means buyers are scrutinizing tech-adjacent acquisitions harder than ever. If you're in a deal touching AI infrastructure, automation, or semiconductors, your diligence narrative needs to account for macro volatility explicitly, not just company-level fundamentals. Here's your action item. Before your next client meeting or deal presentation, ask yourself one question. Does every stakeholder in this transaction feel like the most important person in the room? If you can't answer yes confidently, identify one specific touchpoint this week where you can upgrade the experience. Call someone who hasn't heard from you. Clarify something that's been ambiguous. Make someone feel seen. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.